In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are live on stop 9 of our Crawfish Circuit here. Sports Radio 610 is The Drive. Continues to be live. Look at that, Nick Cayley on TV. We about to talk about your ass. We about to talk about you out here talking right here. I see Nick Cayley on one of the many TVs that you can find here at the Crafty Crab. Come on out, Fondren Road location. Come on out. And there are multiple locations, so don't get lost here. And my man right here said, I thought he was going to be at the one by my house. Nope. Over here, baby. So come on out and enjoy yourself. Congratulations to our first winner, Cynthia. I don't know if you're supposed to be at work or something, but I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna put it right on out, Cynthia. Cynthia looked like she don't give a damn.
I got a feeling Cynthia either don't care or she. Everybody that needs to know knows exactly.
Yeah,
what she
says she's about to go on and get her some shoes, and hey, maybe go over to Academy and get you some Jordans. That's right. Jordans are now in Academy.
Academy got a nice selection of shoes, man.
And prices
not
you
bad.
Love.
No, I went in there. They got my whole family right for walking shoes at Disney. They got basketball shoes. Running shoes.
Whatever you need, man, they got them in there.
They do.
I can't remember. They got some LeBrons in there.
I really want those.
I got me one saved in one of my shopping carts online. I'm finna buy me some.
Cleaning
the board of hell.
Well, coming up, you got three more opportunities to win. We'll do one at 3, 4, and 5, and even bigger, our grand prize right there. You can use your QR code to get that. You'll have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as beer for a year. Bud Light, Budweiser, maybe Bud Ice, if you like, for a year. I'm not sure. You ever had Bud Ice?
Have I ever had Bud Ice?
Big Ern,
Big Ern. Hey, Big Ern, you should knock them Bud Ice down now, boy. We'd open that old ice chest up. We had an old green church pew, L-shaped church pew in the front yard, Park Street. I'd pull up from practice, boy. Mom, dad, a couple of kinfolk be sitting on that damn green wooden church pew, drinking Bud Ice, baby, smoking cigarettes.
Man, I'll be honest with you, Clint, and Tyler, I feel like you could be included in this as well.
Oh my!
I think we got three fathers from really three different spaces. I feel like we got some real similar stories to tell. Maybe it wasn't a pew. But over there off Jackson Street, it sure was a porch that had Newports. He had that gold ashtray. The tall gold ashtray.
Yeah.
He had that gold ashtray.
My dad's was black. Heavier than all get out. at the bottom of it was so heavy so it wouldn't tip over. It was long neck with the big top on it. My dad was black.
And he moved it. He moved it from that porch. He moved it to the inside.
Yeah, had a handle on top of it.
Yep. Out there on that porch. And he would drink them damn Bud Ices and just keep rolling.
You know how
and
cool
he had him. He had his Newports.
I don't even smoke. You know how cool it'd be to have that damn ashtray, right? It looked like one of them hand grenade things, things you can get in New Orleans. That was the shape of it. It was big on the bottom, long, tall neck, and then it got big again at the top. And he just filled that thing up with ashes, boy.
Yeah, it was just full, boy. Yeah, my dad, man, that was that. I mean, that. I don't know how close that is for you, Tyler, but I mean,
just an alternate universe, same exact story, basically.
I just remember getting old enough and drinking, and I'm like, Pops, are you choosing to drink this?
That malt stuff hits a bit different,
like,
don't it?
You're choosing to drink this. Took him to a restaurant one time. That ain't got no damn Bud Ice. My dad, here's his order. He said, let me get a shot of that vodka, just that vodka. We don't know which one you
want.
Let me get a shot of that vodka and let me get a Bud Ice. That's his order.
Open Bud Ice and a shot.
Hey, Dirty Red, knock that edge off.
I said, Dad, ain't got no damn Bud Ice here. That ain't got no Bud Ice. this happy hour. I said, that's what you choosing to drink.
Take the edge off, man.
Man, that's good. But come on out.
Something in old Dirty Red's world had him stressed out, man. Job, Teresa, life, something had him. He had to knock his edge off.
Nah, but that's just him. that's just him right there for it. All right, we appreciate you coming out. Come on out, have a good time, and have yourself a chance to win. I think Clint just ordered some bugs. They're going to be coming out, so we'll see. He'll give you his thoughts as he is the Mud Bugs connoisseur. We'll give you his thoughts coming up here in just a bit.
Appreciate that title.
You like that? I think you should get a shirt. Yep. All right. Nick Haley spoke today, and there were several things that he spoke about. But I think one of the big things that people kind of checked up to, Clint, was when Sarge was there. I was standing there, and I saw and Sarge on the other side posed a question to him about just say, what does a Nick Haley offense look like? What is that and how does that look? And he talked about the work they're looking at on OTAs and the verbiage and all that. Here is his comments on that.
The fun part for me, to be honest with you, is establishing a foundation, which we talked about in phase one, just the terminology, the nomenclature, the language, okay, getting past that barrier. And, you know, there is some same as some of the verbiage. And then the second thing I would say is establishing the fundamentals, how we want to hit blocks, how we want to run routes, okay, what the routes are called. And I would say the third element of that, to piggyback off that, is really teaching the details of it, specifically how you want to run routes. What are the concepts? What are the details of the concepts, et cetera? What's the intent of the play? And I think that's an important part. Like, we don't just call plays to call plays. There's an intentionality of why we're calling every single play for specific reasons. And I think that this is a great opportunity to really establish that foundation and move forward with that.
That's Nick Haley, and he spoke about that. And as he has said from the jump, a lot of it has to do with the players he has on his roster and how it is shaped to it, Clint. And we'll see what it looks like actually on the field once they, you know, preseason, once we get to see a little bit more of it. We saw a little bit of it. But as you talk about, did you feel a strong difference from the 2 days of camp you've been to see a lot of the team? Have you seen a big difference from Nick Haley's offense compared to what we have been seeing?
Oh, no. I mean, there's no way I could tell from what we're seeing right now schematically what's going to be different. I mean, look, I like everything that Nick Haley is saying. You know, from a football standpoint, I like what he's saying. Now, in the same breath, I can also understand and I think be aware of the fact that it's a difficult process. It's a difficult process when you come in here and you've got, let's say again, you've got an established coordinator, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't care what his history is, but you've got a guy that has an offense and he's installed it multiple times and he knows exactly where the catch points are. He knows where the guys struggle with certain things and he knows what types of plays, and then his offense work with certain types of players. Even with all that said, it's extremely difficult to get it installed. Like, you're installing an offense while everybody else is working on what kicked their ass in the playoffs. Like, Kansas City right now is working on, other than their personnel that they got in there, they're working on, hey, man, how can we handle these different pressures that got to Pat Mahomes late? How can we get better and more explosive down the field at the wide receiver position? When we get guys healthy, how can we use them? Like, these guys offensively are first and foremost priority number one. They're installing an offense. Before you can ever figure out how to wrap your offense around certain players, you got to install something. And so, you know, I love what Nick Caley's saying. I love the school of thought of New England and L.A. Rams together. I love it. It all sounds good in theory, and we'll see how they get it done.
Yeah, and here's another part here. I know this got to a lot of people. I heard them on In the Loop talking about it earlier, and he was talking about his thought process on blocking. His thought process on blocking is funny. The first person we saw as soon as we walked in was Dalton Schultz. His thought process on blocking. Here is Nick Caley and where he goes with everybody on the offensive side of the ball when it comes to that.
Yes. It's an extent. Everybody will block. We're going to be committed to that in the run game. That's part of who we are. That's toughness. That's physicality. I think that's a non-negotiable, period. So
you're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
My man said non-negotiable. Listen, I know that excites a lot of people, and hearing that excites a lot of people. Listen, he's the new blood, right? And he is, Clint, the guy that you know you're hoping to come in and have some improvements over Bobby Slowick. But listen, I honestly think Bobby Slowick probably said similar things. I think a lot of coordinators. Hell, Bobby Slowick let you know, hey, damn it, Dalton Schultz, it's going to be a non-negotiable. Your ass going to have to block, and I'm going to keep making sure your ass know that you got to block, because I'm going to keep putting you in situations for your ass to block. So, like, for me, it is more, Clint, and I feel like you were kind of going towards this is, I mean, let's see what's going to happen first. Like, what he is saying, I think, is the aspiration of most coordinators. Of most guys running offenses.
That is
like that. Like, his words to me didn't move me to think, all right, yes, he is going to be the answer to what problems Bobby was. To me, it's more like, all right, what's it going to look like?
Yeah.
What's it going to look like? Because hell, Bobby thought blocking was a non-negotiable. He didn't look up there and say,
you ain't never met a football coach that didn't think being physical and blocking was not.
He didn't say, hey, Tank, you don't have to block.
Yeah.
Hutch, Dalton, you do get to block. Brevin, you don't got to block. Yeah. I think it's a non. Now it's more or less what it looks like.
Yeah. Look, it's that. That is, again, that's kind of the not you know, necessarily a Nick Caley deal. I think that's a league-wide deal right now. When you hear offensive play callers talk, you know, a lot of it is, oh, we got to do what our players do best. Yeah, that's fine, but how about we establish an identity first, right? I mean, everybody plays within a certain system, and that system is tweaked to fit the players. I just think right now when we hear from offensive play callers, whether it's Nick Caley or anybody, it's just those are the catchphrases that guys go to. And ideally, that sounds great. That sounds really, really good. But it's hard enough to just install an offense and call plays, much less try to figure out a way to keep Dalton Schultz from having to be involved in any level of physicality in the offense.
But again, and to the points he said, Clint, and I think this was a hard head potential thing when it comes to the tyrant, little Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick.
Bobby Slowick. Or Hal.
Back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
I just feel like as soon as I start to say, and I at this point, usually I can see Tyler in the window. I feel like as soon as I say tyrant,
he has
a finger on the ready.
I love Hal.
And you won't go to sleep.
I don't know if he's going to wait till I say Hal, or he's going to just say, well, I'm doing it anyhow, because Hal's going in here. But
in my world now, Grandma.
Yeah, but like the big problem that he had was He said, damn it, we're going to run this. This is what we run, damn it. And you're going to be right here, and you're going to do it. And I don't give a damn. The question is, yeah, it's a non-negotiable on those that everybody has to block. But what happens when you look here and you see, hey, man, these dudes don't block well. Or these dudes don't do this well. Are they going to continue to block, or are you going to have different things and different measures on how you try to get things done? That's going to be, I think, the big thing for him.
Well, to me, it's kind of talking out both sides of your mouth, right? I mean, is you got Dalton Schultz, who you're playing a boatload of money to. You got Tank Dell, who's going to be back at some point. You got Christian Kirk, who is you know, I don't need him on goal line blocking between the tackles kind of deal. Sure, there's a certain spot here where everybody's got to be physical, and our identity is going to be we're going to be more physical than everybody else. But that's where this whole I got to wrap my system around this player, right? Again, I'm not knocking on Dalton Schultz. It's the reality of it is after we saw last year, there's no amount of rehab, there's no amount of weight room, there's nothing that's going to all of a sudden make Dalton Schultz this guy that's going to stick his head in there and be a super physical player. Like, building your offense around him is being in a lot of 11 personnel or 12 personnel and making sure that Dalton Schultz, 9 times out of 10, is the guy that gets out in routes. You know, he's a guy that only in an emergency situation is he going to have to be in and block, and it's never going to be against a defensive end kind of thing. So, you know, that's part of what you hope that Nick Caley can get accomplished with this group.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue here live at the Crafty Crab, a little news from our guy. Shout out, the Bud Light girls are in the building here to hook you up here as soon as you get out here. My man just got hooked up.
How you doing, that lady? Do you like the way my voice sounds?
There's two.
No, we're good. How you doing, ladies? Do you like the way my voice
Let me tickle those ears, girl.
Okay. All right.
Come on over.
Hold on, real quick. I know I'm in the midst of a tease.
I think you should put the headset on her. Let Tyler tickle her ear. See what he's got.
I'm just gonna say, Tyler. Like, is that like if you were put on the spot, right? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Girl 6, but if you were put on the spot and you got to have your sexy voice, I gotta tickle them ears, and you know what else you say. But is that your sexy voice right there? Would you just display?
No.
He done got background music going.
Yeah, no, I'm prepared, but just a second ago, no, that was that's I, not, I was just goofing fun. About.
Okay, that's not yours. Yeah. Okay.
You'll know it if I get my sexy voice.
I don't know why. Mine starts with a licking of the lips.
Oh, yeah. It's mine.
That's how mine.
It made me feel uncomfortable. I looked over at him. He's licking his lips at me.
No, it's all that working together. I mean,
maybe you need
me
to wash off that machine.
That what?
That machine. You need me to wash that off?
Wash off that machine.
I'll wipe it off for you.
What machine?
Get our sweat on together, girl.
What machine was she using?
Then wipe these benches down together.
What machine? Who you hitting on, Chief? What's she doing?
Nick. I just gave an example.
Are you in the laundry mat?
Oh,
you're in the gym. You're in the gym.
I just gave an example.
Hey, I got you. You're in the gym wiping down the equipment. I got you.
Baby, I see you on that leg press. Need me to wipe that off for you?
Want me to show you the 50 states, girl?
Hey, I don't need no spray.
Tyler said 50 states.
Coming up, some news about Yordan Alvarez.
A little nipple.
Coming up, and we got to tell you about what Will Anderson. Like Will Anderson is maybe the most beloved player, especially to the coaching staff and some of his teammates. But I'm going to tell you why. He probably pissed everybody smooth off. And don't let them panties hit you.
Everywhere.
At the door. That's coming up next right here live on the drive.
Like, hey, when you get through. When you get through talking to...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed blackjack, social slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
One like that right there.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that ass is being backed up here right now at Crafty Crab. Don't get too excited, ma'am. I see you.
Throw it in a circle, girl.
Now, nobody's stopping you here. My man over there said, hold on, chill out now.
That's right. Let him know, like it, man.
She got an injured wrist, but still ain't scared to back that thing up. Go ahead and do your thing. As we're live here having a good time, she's signing up for a chance to win a $25 gift card and our grand prize, a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year on the house at Budweiser Bud Light right there. She's going to have a chance. We're doing that each and every hour, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock hour. So be here for that. The bugs are going. I want to get your thoughts as our mud bug connoisseur, Clint Sterner, has just dispatched of his first. What'd you get? 2 or 3 pounds?
Actually, he just brought me 1 pound. I just ordered and Love just brought me one.
You have to coach him up here.
But no, I'm thankful that he did because I finished literally with about 2 seconds before Tyler put us back on air. It was perfect.
Maybe there's this. So you got you a pound there. Got a quick.
They were really good. Really good. Absolutely. They serve them in this bag that's blown up. It keeps all the
steam in
all the steam in there. So they are super juicy. I do when I eat crawfish, I suck head, and it's got to be.
Means you're a real man.
Yeah, real man too. My hands are dirty too.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's so. I like to have good juicy crawfish, and You suck the head.
Where the good flavor is.
Boy, you got a dry head. Bad deal.
Bad day.
Bad deal. You run into some dry crawfish.
I want that head that dry.
You know what I'm talking about, Ron?
It's funny. I want to give you guys the floor to get that all out your system. Didn't know if that was it for you. You got
just letting you know, man.
No, that's about that's to get away real. From you all. So just making sure Build that y'all are in a good place. You know? So they are good. Figgy's over here messing them up. I think Reggie just put him an order in. So come on out and get you some of these bugs out here at the Crafty Crab Fondren location. Come on out and have a good time and hang out with us. By the way, Clint and Tyler, the big conch. Still not working.
I love it. Good I roll, mean, it sounds weird,
Will,
but I love
Will
it.
Will Conkle, who talked some trash to me while we were out at the Big Conk, they call him. Will Conkle. No, it did. The Big Conk.
Big Conk.
He was out there talking a little trash to me at OTAs, but he is also doing the work over there with the Astros. He said the Astros lineup, which is usually out by this time when they're playing home games at 7, the lineup is still not out. Yordan Alvarez here recently just finished his BP as he faced some live pitching today at the Daikin Park. He just faced some live pitching. The lineup is not out. And as he says here, maybe there's a chance that he could be in the lineup today. We figured that would happen soon. And so we'll be awaiting that. As robots are delivering people food here around here, that just threw me off just for a split second there.
Wow.
But Yordan Alvarez could be at the lineup and could make his debut back here at the Daikin tonight. So stay tuned for that. As soon as Tyler, myself, Clint, Cheryl, whoever sees that, we will immediately let you know that. They said he was close. He hit today. They said he will not need any kind of a rehab start. So that is one that we will definitely keep our eyes watched out for is if
of course
if
Twitter's down right now.
What'd you say?
I said of course Twitter's down right now. So
of course Twitter's down right now. That's all right. Tyler's got a lot of connections, folks. A lot of his phone's blowing up.
Oh, I'm
working right
phones.
Now. Tyler's had to move to his Black Planet account to figure out if he is going to be able to get the information.
It's Black People Meet, remember?
No, Black Planet. You had to go to Black Planet. He's gonna. Tyler, Tyler will not lose the information. If Twitter goes down, Tyler will move to Black Planet. Black Planet goes down, he'll move to MySpace. He'll do whatever it takes to get the information here, and that's why he's a top 7 producer in all of this country in Afternoon
Drive.
Thank you,
Tyler Milner.
Not in New York and Los Angeles. That's why he is.
Speaking of Black Planet and MySpace,
Now that we're
in the social media
I can still get in my account. It was Dirty Red was my name on Black Planet.
There you go. Little ode to your pops, huh?
Not you.
Now that we're in this social media day, man, it's like you look back on those, I feel like they should have all lasted a little longer. Like I feel like MySpace had really something that had some staying power, and it just fell off the cliff.
Tom gave us a treasure, man.
Yeah.
I mean the theme song that you could put on there and switch. I got a lot of usage out of that, man.
Did
oh
you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Top 8 caused some drama, though.
I mean, you put the theme song on there, and you know you're talking directly to some gal or something on there, and hope she knows it, but nobody else realizes it.
These lyrics will open her eyes.
Great.
Oh, the song to have to set with your page? Oh, that was it, man. That took hours for me to make that decision.
No question.
It took hours. You had to have it right.
People would fight to get in them top 8, top 10. Was it top 8 or 10? Top 8, right?
It eventually grew, but top 8 at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, it caused drama, man. Relationships got fractured.
Not Facebook, but the Facebook came out and just kind of changed the game.
Yeah, well, Facebook has got some staying power. I just re-upped my Facebook, man.
Did you?
I got locked out of one that I had that was really grown. I'd grown it up pretty nicely, man, 20,000 plus, and got locked out of it about a year ago, and I let it go. And I said, you know what? I got to get back in this MySpace thing, man. I mean, not MySpace, this Facebook thing.
It'd be hilarious if you led the charge back into MySpace.
I don't know. I feel like MySpace was really good if you was out there hunting.
I feel like they were all good for the hunt.
I'm sure they were. That's just I was not hunting. I was not hunting with mine.
As our line would be, Facebook is the way. That was our line there when you would You just said it was clockwork. I had a strategy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a strategy. Worked well.
I guess I kind of missed the hunting days on social. Not that I'm not saying I didn't. I was never above it. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it was.
What do you mean, Clint, the hunting days? So what do you miss about it?
Well, I think I missed the hookup generation where it was just like the app would literally tell you, hey, there's four people in the same building that you're in right now that want to jump your bones, and here's pictures of them. Like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like, you at least got to work a little bit.
DTF.
I mean, I missed that era, I guess. Yeah, Tyler, you're right. I guess it's more of the swipe left, swipe right.
I'm about to say, that's not how Facebook or MySpace worked for me. That did not appear.
Well, I met and DM'd some folks. Nowadays it's just wide open. Hey, I'm DMing you for one reason.
Tinder, Bumble.
That's it.
Yeah. Order.
And you know what? I know you're on here for one reason.
Netflix and chill. Let's watch a movie. Yeah. And chill.
I don't know. So maybe it's me and my. I grew up a little bit, but I think. Well, it just seems like MySpace had some legs.
Some long, beautiful ones.
Thanks, Tyler.
You are welcome.
That dismount right there to finish there. Long, beautiful ones.
I remember Lil Wayne being a big, big MySpace. He had a big presence on my page. Lil Wayne may have.
MySpace actually started as a music thing.
So did mine.
Mine had. You probably know a little bit more than I do. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll try to get back on track. And if we don't, that's fun too. we'll try.
I mean, we covered the spectrum right there. Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook. I don't know if there's anybody alive that didn't have at least one of those.
And during this break, if you can, try to get back into your MySpace or Black Planet. Try to get into it right now. See if you can. See if you, come on, you knew you had about four passwords you could use. I got them in my mind right now. See if you can get up there. Well, I know my Black Planet picture is gonna have me when I was really in this run of wearing shirts and then wrapping the undershirt over my I had a run there
showing that tattoo,
showing that looking for reasons to show that tattoo and that one that the triceps was the best thing I had up top and to show them triceps a little bit. But go ahead and see if you can go back to yesteryear. I see many people here on the text line saying I forgot about MySpace and Black Planet, and we will try our damnedest to get to why Will Anderson is somebody you would hate and what we saw from him at camp today. That's coming up next.
Is that my boy Ron?
Hughley has came in the game.
Make sure he bags it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports,
Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Ocho, who said he met his wife 19 years ago on Black Planet. Other things that I cannot say here on the text line has been texted in as well. It's a good time being had. Come on out to the Crafty Crab and enjoy yourself. We will be hooking up our next winner. Our next winner, you got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will hook someone up with that as soon as this segment comes to an end. But, Clint, one of the things that we saw today, we were out at OTAs, Clint, and it's hard to have walked away from OTAs today and the number one person that jumped out was 51, and it was Will Anderson. Will Anderson was working as hard as ever. At one point, he was over there by us, and Clint said, hey, man, you might want to get your head on the swivel. Old 51's over there getting a real good aggressive pass rush drill, one-on-one pass rush drill.
He was a little too close for comfort doing a one-on-one drill, and I knew he likes to go get a little bit out of control, and Ron had his side turned to him and said, hey, Joe, you may want to
bad MF-er.
Keep your head on a swivel now. You got a wild one over to your right.
And all of the team exercises, we look over there, Will, mind you, they're in just helmets. And Will's on the ground multiple times. And not just him on the ground. He's carried three or four with him on the ground. Yeah. Dari Ogunbowale, I don't believe, thought he was coming into the A-gap to go down to the ground in non-pads. But he did, along with whoever that guard was, and maybe that tackling Will. I am certain today Clint Will may have had 8 or 9 sacks. He may have had 8 or 9 sacks in the team drills at one point sprinted off the field. I mean, like he was in yep. it was October and he just got a sack to end a drive. He did that on a couple occasions. Clint, there is nobody. I mean, you can absolutely see why D'Amico Ryan's and every coach and every GM's dream that he is, his motor doesn't turn off. That dude is in love with football, and he is, you could tell he is comfortable coming into his own year three with this team. But damn, I mean, he looks like he's prime, and he is setting the tone and the level of play there for him.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, man, Will is the kind of guy that I love, and the guy that I hate. As a former quarterback, there's nothing worse than the guy that on the defensive side of the ball that knows you're in nothing but helmets. The O-line and the D-line are taking two steps, and you got the D-lineman that likes to stop and then just jump and bat a ball down for the hell of it, and then you got the D-lineman that everybody has stops and he doesn't. And Will is just – he's going to get to the quarterback anyway, but it's just one of them like, man, what are we doing out here? So I hate that. The part I love about Will, man – is you and I had a little bit of a conversation out there about CJ in this light and about what we saw out of CJ in this light. But, like, Will is the guy that there's no rest. Like, he's going to rest before and after practice.
Yep.
Like, if it's an individual drill, there's not going to be any standing around and talking. Like, I'm talking about if at one point, the D-line coach, which they got about three coaches every position nowadays, they're standing there talking to about five or six defensive linemen, And Will Anderson pulls his own guy over to the side and starts working hand placement and all this stuff.
Wasn't enough for
like
it.
There's just no, but that's what you now. That's he's an extreme, obviously, but that's what you. The more guys you can get to do that, and really, to be honest with you, it ought to be an inspiration to the coaches, right? Because coaches, I think a lot of coaches, unfortunately, have it's an individual peer, but let me just talk to my guys through this or that, right? Where I greatly appreciate the coaches and the players that go. We got 10 minutes. Let's run our ass over here in the corner and get some footwork in, get some drop work in, get some ball handling drills in. Like, we get you for an hour and a half on the field. Let's maximize whatever time that we have. And Will is literally the guy that does that. Like, there is – when Will gets up and is talking to the media and he tells everybody, like, oh, I can work on my hand placement and I need to do this and I need to do that, you better believe he's going to practice and that is exactly what you see. There's a lot of guys.
He did it for 5-10 minutes
yeah,
by himself.
Yeah, that's it. There's a lot of guys and there's a lot of coaches that'll tell you, man, you know, I want to work on this and I got to maximize this and I'm going to do this. And then you go watch them practice. And there's really, if you watch, there's a lot of standing around, right? And Will is just not one of those guys. Will is one of those guys that refuses to stand around. He is going to get work. He's going to get better no matter how insignificant it may seem to somebody else, or he is going to get that work, and it was obvious right there next to us today that was going on.
Yeah, he gonna cause a fight.
Maybe
somebody about to get tired of it. He's in there. He's in there, no pads.
Well,
and hitting
yeah.
and hitting that bend.
Yeah, well, you,
like he's
look,
working
let,
on. He's
it, and if he, and when CJ does get out there, if he falls next to CJ's feet, one of them offensive linemen, I would fully expect him to cause a problem. Absolutely, 100%.
No, like yeah, he's coming around. Coming around hitting that bend around the corner, and you know Blake Fisher can't shove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Like would be the move, and he is getting there, and I mean get to that quarterback every time.
I'll tell you the other thing with Will.
I had a guy like that. Damn, Greg Casey.
On your team or
on my team. On my team. I just like, dude, man. Hey man, you know what the deal is, man. Can't nobody go to the ground. We not doing nothing. Why you headbutting me right off the flip? Oh, I hated Greg Casey.
He's getting his get off, man. His first step.
No, man, stop. We know what time it is, man. Greg, we in here 1-2 stop. We can't do nothing. We can't go to the ground.
He believes in 1-2 headbutt stop.
And we ain't got no pads on it. You going 118 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Second practice.
I love everything Will Anderson is about, and I love the fact that everything we hear from him is not just talk. It's not hot air. It's real.
That's for damn sure.
Here's the other thing, though. If I'm Cade Stover or British Brooks or – hell, I hope Woody Marks or one of them. I'm gonna catch Will.
because you
want to make a name for yourself on this team right now offensively. Be one of the non-offensive linemen. It'd be nice if it was one of the linemen if they expected him. Be one of these non-offensive linemen that bucks Will when Will's coming hard and you get up underneath his chin and you stop him and stone him in his tracks one time. Catch him at practice one time and you're gonna make the team.
I don't think he'll be mad either. I think
he
Will
can't be.
I think Will will love it.
No, he can't be.
Good job, 8-7.
I mean, you catch him, get up underneath his chin one time, stand him up.
Now he may lay your ass out again. His head may now be on the swivel now, and he's gonna get his receipt.
Sure, the next time you got him one on one, which I hope Nick Cayley don't put you in that position, you know, then good luck for you. But seriously, like he goes so hard. Like if I were one of those guys, I'd be like, all right. There ain't much I can do in these shells. I can't really buck you, but wait till we
get these pads.
I'm gonna catch you. I'm gonna catch you. I'm gonna catch you one time. I'm gonna make a name for my damn.
He is clearly at a different speed than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he is. Like I said, mid season.
Absolutely.
He is.
It's so disruptive. You almost don't want him to practice. Like if I was D'Amico, I would be willing at some point to seriously consider like, hey man,
Dylan Horton, man, get in there, man.
I just need you to stand on the edge and help coach these guys.
I saw Blake Fisher get in his first step, and Will's coming off that edge.
Yeah.
With that Von Miller, that bend around to get around the corner. I said, damn man, I know Blake wasn't expecting that to go like this. To go this hard in here and can't slam him down on the ground. So, but Will Anderson, man, you can tell he is, like I said, coaches, front office. He is a dream.
It's what you want, man.
It's exactly what you want. By the way, fellas, as you all know, the audience next week, you know, I'm gonna head down to Aruba, have me a good little time in Aruba. next week. It's gonna be a good time preparing myself for it. That's why that next week's Monday weigh-in, that one's going to be real interesting to see what that looks like when I come back from Aruba, because I will come back Sunday from Aruba, so that will be real interesting. But
man, you got you a Wednesday to Sunday trip.
Tuesday to Sunday.
And what is it? It's a guy's trip?
It's a fellas trip, man.
Oh,
fellas
wow.
out there. Yeah, we're going to get out there and do
Holy
our thing
cow.
In Aruba.
How many
and
y'all are
so
going?
That's going to be, huh?
How many of y'all going?
Good six spot. Good six piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
Aruba,
good.
Aruba, man.
Not
you
too
been,
many.
You've been
not
hanging around Tyler too much.
Yeah, I told Tyler.
Big
yeah,
money vacations, man.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it was. I told you, man. I got them floors, man. But I'm thinking about getting my first pedicure.
Your first?
Never had one.
Love me a good pedi, bro.
You should.
I don't know what to expect. I never had one, but I feel like, you know, get my feet right. Get my feet right. Never had one. 41 years. Never had one.
So you gonna wait till you go on a guy's trip with six guys to get your feet right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about it. I mean, you can
I think
judge
you
me all you
no,
want.
I think you should
clean up a damn bench. All right.
I think you
spray
should.
Down a bench.
Man, the boys used to get petties all the time together in college.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not getting. I'm not getting them with other guys in college. But I mean,
were,
I'm just
it was fine.
Thinking about going. I don't even know what do they do.
Put them old feet in that hot bubbly water for a little while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rub on them things. Put a little exfoliator stuff on there to get the skin off. Then they hit that. They're gonna hit yours. If you ain't ever had one, they're gonna hit yours with.
See, is that gonna be painful? See, like I don't. The, is that gonna? Is it gonna hurt?
I ain't talking about the backhand. They gonna. I don't know. They, you know.
I'm not in for that now. Hold on. I'm not in for
one
no
of those.
Pain.
There may be one of those you can go to.
There's no pay, Ron.
Why are you bull jiving? I bet there is one you can go. But no, they get this grind. They get this grinder and get them calluses off them heels and the balls of them feet.
That part
that's
cool.
That sounds
them eagle,
like
them eagle talons you got for nails. They're gonna cut them things down a little
am
bit.
Am I ticklish? I don't know if I no.
The cheese grater thing they do when they're scrubbing.
That's what I was doing right here, Tyler. Everybody else got.
Yeah, they do it like that
yeah,
right here.
Yeah,
that's right. Tyler said right here.
Yeah, I was a little concerned.
Yeah, it's like this. I'm sorry. Like
there you go.
That's
a little
how
higher.
They do it. Depends on the angle.
Boy, that, but what you're saying sounds like it hurts. And then I got that one pinky toenail that I'm a little embarrassed to walk up in there
well,
with.
Don't be embarrassed because the odds are they've seen people like me. You'll be fine. I saw your feet when you weighed into the day. You're fine. There ain't no reason for you to be embarrassed.
You ain't got bunions.
I mean, you got
right?
people going in there with feet like this, man.
Throwing up gang signs.
You got people going in there with. I mean, I got yellow toenails. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
See, I don't like see somebody toenails. Just texting. They're gonna hit you with that cheese grater.
Yes,
that gets the calluses off your heel. You
it
can't,
tickles.
Oh man, I, you know what? I'll just clip them and put some.
No, it's going. No, don't do that.
No,
it's gonna feel good.
Let
them. They're gonna massage your ankles and your feet a little bit. How about that, Reggie? Like that one? They're gonna massage that ankle a little bit.
Get that wax, that bag of wax on your foot.
Well, I can't get out of my. I can't even get out of my damn way here.
It don't sound. It don't.
No, it's great. It's tremendous. It yeah. is absolutely tremendous.
And will you stop being so damn nasty?
Well, I'm not. I wasn't trying to. I was literally. Once you go and you get the treatment I'm talking about, you'll understand where you'll be able to view that and not be a pervert.
And not think nasty.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, man. No, I think about go ahead. And
kinda
get that
like
thing
I
down.
Should be able to talk about sucking the heads of these crawfish and not get hell for it.
Not to suck
well,
the head.
Larry. That's Larry. Right, Larry had. Larry didn't even text the text line. Larry text personal,
it.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I know. I'd make some folks uncomfortable with that. That you know, if you ain't looking at crawfish and a man's talking. About that, it's just typically may make some folks uncomfortable.
What you got coming up at the four?
I got a bone to pick with Cal and Hannah McNair. I got a damn bone to pick.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm with you. I'll pick it too then.
And
especially if it's
I got the best thing that I've seen from two OTA open practices. One thing, the best thing that I've seen, and Texans fans, you're gonna love this. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Does this count as us being on your show?